Here's Dr. Gene Getz to share a Bible principle.
Here's a question to think about. How do we receive eternal life? In other words, how do we receive salvation? The Apostle Paul devoted much of the opening chapters of his letter to the Romans in answering these very important questions. To help us understand that salvation has always been a gift that is received based on our faith, not works, Paul went back to the Old Testament. You see, even Abraham was saved by grace through faith, not by works. And to make this point, Paul reviewed two important facts. First, Abraham's redemptive experience happened at least 14 years before he was circumcised. Here's what Paul wrote.
For we say, faith was credited to Abraham for righteousness. In what way then was it credited? While he was circumcised or uncircumcised? It was not while he was circumcised, but uncircumcised.
What Paul was saying is that circumcision had nothing to do with Abraham's salvation. And second, Paul wanted us to know that Abraham was made righteous by faith 430 years before the law was given at Mount Sinai. Again, listen to the words of Paul.
For the promise to Abraham or to his descendants that he would inherit the world was not through the law, but through the righteousness that comes by faith.
Again, neither circumcision nor keeping the law enabled Abraham to be saved. It was Abraham's faith. Consequently, Paul wants us to know that this gift of salvation is available to all who believe in Jesus Christ. So let's remember this principle to live by. Since salvation is obtained by grace through faith, we're to believe God and receive salvation as a free gift.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the Life Essentials Study Bible by Dr. Gene Getz. For more information about this first-ever multimedia study Bible, go to BiblePrinciples.org. That's BiblePrinciples.org.